In health news this morning, we're being told that simply watching and waiting may be the safest approach compared to surgery for older patients who have small kidney tumors, cancer of the kidney. We're joined by Dr. Barry Dworkin on 580 CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
That's a tough message to give to people, especially in this day and age when our inclination is to think whenever we're confronted with something, especially something like a tumor, that it can be dealt with.
Well, this is where you have to consider that the treatment may be actually worse than the disease itself. And so people have to understand the consequences of acting on something versus not acting on something. In this case, these were 8,300 people, 66 years of age and older, who were otherwise reasonably healthy, Mark, who had tumors that were less than 1.5 inches in size. And 70% had surgery, 30% underwent surveillance, and the surgery included removing the kidney entirely or partially. And it's a huge surgery. I mean, it's not anything that you make a small incision. This is significant surgery to do. Then they've watched them after 5 years. Of all of them, one quarter of them died from all causes. That's it. 25% of all of them died from reasons other than their kidney cancer. And 3% died from their kidney cancer, but it was the same for the people that had the surgery or who were watched. So there's no difference in death rates from the cancer itself. And what was interesting, Mark, is that those that had the surveillance and not the surgery also had a reduced risk from all causes. That is, they had less cardiovascular disease, less heart failure, less stroke. So there is something to not doing the surgery for certain people versus actually doing it. And that's because there's more understanding about how these tumors grow. They grow, the growth is very slow, about 0.3 to 4 centimeters a year, or 3 to 4 millimeters a year, which is very tiny. And only 1% will metastasize to other parts of the body. So the idea is, as with a lot of tumors now, prostate and breast, the same type of reasoning is applying. If they're very tiny and they're slow growing, you're sometimes better off leaving a person alone than doing the surgery and causing further damage.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with Health Headlines every weekday morning on 580 CFRA.